Three separate missions examining the moon have found clear evidence of water there, apparently concentrated at the poles and possibly formed by the solar wind, U.S. Geological Survey scientist Roger Clark.
Now, what's astounding about these results is that the water and hydroxyl exists at all latitudes on the moon in direct sunlight, where it's really quite hot. In fact, hotter at the equator than boiling water.
The findings, to be published in the journal Science on Friday, show the water may be actively moving around, forming and reforming as particles mixed up in the dust on the surface of the moon. Next month, NASA's Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite mission will try to detect water by deliberately crashing a large spacecraft onto the moon. John Decker, Reuters.